Well, don't dream. It's not over. The beloved supergroup Crowded House have announced an Australian tour of 2022 on the heels of releasing their first album in 10 years. Dreamers Are Waiting was written in the depths of COVID lockdowns, but there's an air of hope and exhilaration that comes through the band's seventh studio album. Crowded House frontman Neil Finn is joined on the album by his sons Liam and Elroy, along with guitarist Nick Seymour. And I spoke with Neil Finn earlier.
Thank you.
Your first album in over 10 years, it received the Best Adult Contemporary Album Gong at the recent ARIA Awards. It's a different sound to previous Crowded House records. How would you describe it?
Well, we had the benefit of being on the floor, the band, in a studio in LA, playing live like bands do, just before lockdown happened. And so I think the rhythm tracks themselves have quite a lot of that live band energy. Sorry about the beeps. And then we were forced into lockdown as everybody else was. So then it got the benefit of being able to be kept up in the ear for a while, and ideas tried in the privacy of your own home, away from the mocking eyes of your and ears of your colleagues. So therefore, the colours, I think, were, you know, added a level of exotica. So I think it's a beautiful combination of an internal world and a live band feel.
Your son Liam has been a multi-instrumentalist for the band for quite some time now, and Elroy has joined recently on the drums. What's it like to be writing Crowded House songs with your sons?
Oh, it's a joy. We've had quite a long association now, you know, as a family, but as musicians, and we've played a lot together. And so we have that kind of simpatico that comes in family members, of familial harmonies, an understanding of where the feel should lie. And, you know, the other thing about Elroy and Liam, they've been with and in the band really since they were born, and it's a big part of their DNA.
I was going to say, it's part of their DNA, isn't it?
It is, and they understand the humour and the ethic and the you know, that they've occupied the songs since as young as they were. So they are, you know, they get the soul of the band. And with the addition of Mitchell Froome, who was our producer on the first three albums, who's got an amazing musicality and brilliant arrangement ideas, it felt like a sort of a gathering together of all the strengths that that we could possibly have.
It's a beautiful record, and as you say, the production's quite layered. In fact, the more you listen to the album, you keep finding hidden gems, whether it's a unique sound or a lyric that resonates. What was it that you enjoyed about this seventh Crowded House album?
Well, I came right off the back of Fleetwood Mac, doing a Fleetwood Mac tour, which was an extraordinary experience, with a huge amount of energy to put into record making and a great appreciation, fresh appreciation for a classic band and how it could be remodeled and revitalized. And so we went literally straight into rehearsal the day after that last show. And what I really enjoyed was, you know, when you have half ideas and you're working on them yourself, you can go around and around and around working them and working them. When you're on a floor with a band and you've got individuals, characterful people playing your songs, you learn more in 5 minutes about the song, and it's kind of thrilling at times. Sometimes it's discouraging because the song doesn't really leap forward, but in any event, it really moves things forward a lot, and to share it with other people brings ideas forward that you would never have, some being greater than the parts. So I feel like this record is a really is a real group effort, in many ways, possibly more than even back in the day, where I was kind of a bit of a ruler, a ruler of the process.
We all mellow with time, Neil.
Yeah, I've got more helping hands on deck at the moment, you know, in arrangement and musical ideas. It really feels like a shared burden.
I mentioned hidden gems. My producers begged me to ask this question. In the song that you've written with your son Elroy, Love Isn't Hard at All, there's a reference to a game in it. He asks, is it Tetris?
It is. The Tetris theme gets an airing. Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, you should ask Elroy, really, because it's some deep, dark, you know, memory of his, possibly not dark, a deep memory of his, because he had a Game Boy like his generation at a pivotal moment when he was touring with us on tour buses, actually. And so I heard that tune a lot. Well, it's an old Russian folk song, I believe, and it's out of copyright.
Most importantly.
And he's distorted it somewhat, so it's not entirely obvious straight away what it is. But, yeah, I think it has a really good little memory trigger in the song, and it's humorous, and that's how he saw it. So,
Fantastic stuff.
Well and spotted.
Kudos to the producer there. We're going to talk about your tour here in Australia. I know you've been on tour in New Zealand. What's it like in New Zealand at the moment in terms of COVID? Is the fog lifting? Is there some sort of returning to normality in coming months? Are venues opening, for example?
Well, we have just been released from a lockdown, and there is quite a confusing traffic light system in play here. So there is a sense of things, coming free. You know, Christmas is going to be virtually normal. We'll be at the beach. I'll be swimming. We'll have family gathered around us. It does feel like, and shows are going to happen over the summer. There's a vaccine passport situation which has to be navigated. A little bit of dissension about people being excluded from that, but I think everyone's just trying to do the best they can, and we're emerging, and Australia's probably a few weeks ahead of us.
So the live event economy is starting to kick off then?
It is about to, yeah. It's only just really in the last few weeks. We had a pretty dream run for most of the year where gigs were going as per normal as were sporting events. But in a way, it couldn't last, and Delta, of course, paid all that. But we're so happy that, there seems to be an optimistic feeling about that particular thing, and we're going to be able to play.
So speaking of being able to play, you're coming to Australia for this tour. It kicks off in Perth in April and then goes along the southeastern route, finishing with the Blues Fest in Byron Bay on April 17. And I saw their press release. They're pretty excited about it.
We're very excited about the whole thing, yeah.
And your most northern gig is going to be Byron Bay. Now, as a Queenslander, I'm going to have to ask you this question, Neil. Why aren't you heading over the border?
To Brisbane, I know. We all ask the same question. It turns out that to do Byron Bay, there is a friendly agreement that not to do Brisbane in place, so that, you know, and I respect their reasons for that. But, yeah, it is disappointing. I'm sure we'll get to Brisbane at some point before the end of the year. That is my pledge.
Oh, I thank you for that pledge. I'll hold you to it. And tell me a bit about this tour. How are you going to approach it?
Well, we had a run in New Zealand, which was tremendously enjoyable, and we got a pretty elaborate show together, both in terms of production and, you know, the band rehearsing exhaustively. We're playing the songs really, really well, both old and new, and I think the idea of being a band on stage is, and if you do that well, that's still a rare treasure in today's age, and we will just try and give it our absolute best and enjoy the moment. And I think, as usual with Crowded House, we'll be looking for a few twists and turns and a few deviations from the script. We want to get the audience involved. So, yeah, bring your voices, everybody.
I'm sure they will. Now, Neil, we're about to hear one of the songs from the album. It's called Love Isn't Hard at All. Tell us about co-writing this song with Elroy Finn. What's it about?
When we first were sort of casting about for songs for the album, I said to the boys, knowing that they had a little stock in their playlists, be good to have something up, you know, because it'd be good for the album to have an upbeat song anyway, and for the going out on tour, you know, it's always nice to have a bunch of up stuff. So a demo came my way from Elroy, which was basically the music that you hear now, without having been recorded yet, but in essence, and it was titled Upbeat for Dad. So that was its original title. It's pretty upbeat, yeah. I think we tried to keep a good measure of up songs. I mean, there's still some deep mood and atmosphere and a little melancholy here and there, which will always be the case with my songs. But we wanted an album that would be fun to play live, and I think, ironically, we didn't get to do much of it last year. But the hours are coming, so...
Well, we're ecstatic about that. Australian fans have been waiting 11 years for this news of a Crowded House tour. So we're very, very pleased to be welcoming you back. And I'm sure they're going to be sellouts like they were in New Zealand. So thank you so much for joining us today and good luck with the tour.
Thank you. We can't wait to be there.
Well, here's Love Isn't Hard at All.